I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deshaun Watson wants DeAndre Hopkins, 216-474-0092. Does Andrew Berry need to make that happen, or should he be fired?
After hearing him, I'm like, now they got to go get him.
Are on the fan.
I hear that, Kenny, and all my rationalizations that go out, and my way to run a good business and to run a great organization, you have to do this and you have to do that. Well, now the quarterback wants him. He was pretty good when they used to play together. I know it was a long time ago. Go get him.
It's the beauty of the salary cap, is I can turn the salary cap into whatever I want. Ken, you say the salary cap isn't real. I know. I can do whatever I want. It's a I can't say that. Can't say that on the radio. It's the same thing with a lot of other things where I go, well, we'll just find out what they bring you. Don't know what to tell you. Oh, I didn't get it. Well, you know, that's the way it goes. Hey, we have the salary cap. We have certain constraints here. And I always say, the salary cap's a fictitious thing. And if they really wanted to make sure they keep players, they always make sure they find ways to keep players. And for whatever reason, there's people who are obscenely defensive over the salary cap as if it affects them. I mean, if Paul DiPodesta got in my mentions and was like, Ken, you're wrong, and this is why. Perfectly fine. I respect that. But there's weirdos who are just like in on it, like, you are wrong. And I'm like, why? Tell me why. There's players that are really, really well liked by their teams that are let go every year. But the players that are much needed, they always find ways to keep them. How's that happen? But I can sit here and I can turn around and I go, well, you know, we have market constraints here. Excuse me, not market constraints. That's the wrong sport. We have cap constraints here. And I would look at Deshaun and go, Deshaun, do you really want him? And he'd go, oh, yeah. Make him understand. Make him understand he has to fit within the system. Make him understand. If Deshaun Watson wants him really that badly, make him understand that he has to play within the cap constraints that I still will have after tomorrow, after the June 1st extra money I get from the John Johnson contract, soon to be debacle, still isn't signed. What is still going to happen there? If I can make him understand, then fine. You know, part of this is still a recruitment thing here. You know, you have to take leadership of it as well. So Deshaun Watson, I mean, you're all in. Deshaun Watson should be able to pick his players that he really wants. But that's not just, okay, I go to the store and I get things that the people want. I have to make it all work.
Yeah, well, beyond that, just a quick,
I don't even know if he should have that much power. But I believe he should, but there's people who definitely disagree with me. Go ahead.
But one thing that has to be talked about, obviously, to me, the first thing I go to, even before the money, I go to, how good is this player? And so that's the first question. How good is DeAndre Hopkins? We know he's not what he was in 2017, 2018, when he was a total freak show and could do everything. That's not the guy at this stage. But when Kyler Murray was healthy, they still had a very good connection. And his numbers with Kyler Murray were really good. His numbers without Kyler Murray were really bad. Well, we like to think that Deshaun Watson is going to be better than Kyler Murray and that he already has the chemistry. The second question is, what type of a wide receiver is DeAndre Hopkins? And the reason I ask that question is, when we talk receivers in the NFL, I feel like we don't talk about a team's construction of wide receivers. We just, like in this case, we're just going after a name. I don't hear anybody explaining or talking about how it complements. Like in the NBA, when you add players, you're like, all right, does this guy defend? Does he have length? all right, we already have two small guards, so now we need a wing that can shoot. When we talk receivers, I just hear fans say, go get this receiver, go get this receiver, go get this receiver. Well, the reality is that these receivers are all different. And at times, sometimes receivers are the same. Like, well, these guys are not explosive. They're not going to beat you down the field. Or this guy's more of a zone killer. Or is he a more back shoulder throw guy? Or it's like Travis Kelce with Patrick Mahomes. They can improvise on the fly. What are we getting out of DeAndre Hopkins?
I don't think that people are thinking
it
that way.
But I'm asking those questions.
I know, but you're looking at it rationally. I don't think that a lot of people are looking at it rationally.
But teams will look at it rationally, won't they?
I understand that, but we're a conduit between the teams and the fans here as a sports talk radio show. So we're looking at it going, okay, you have a chance to go out and get Jaylen Brown. How do we go and get Jaylen Brown? Well, a lot of people look at it and go, well, it doesn't matter. Just go get Jaylen Brown and we'll make it fit. And I'd be one of the people who do that. They're still doing that with DeAndre Hopkins. Like, no, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be 31. He was beat up 2 years ago. He was suspended for PEDs last year. Now, some people have extrapolated his stats last year, and this is what it would have been had he had not been suspended with PEDs. And I go, I used to do that same type of mental gymnastics with plenty of Browns players in the past. Let's not go down that road. But you're looking at it in terms of a complementary role player that's still pretty good, and I would see the same way. That's common sense. That's rational. They're not looking at it that way. They see DeAndre Hopkins, and I had him on my fantasy team in 2015, and he gave me 1,500 yards. That's the way that people are thinking.
No, you're right about that.
Dead ass right.
How does he complement having Amari Cooper as your number one? And most on, you know,
I don't know.
Amari Cooper wouldn't be a number one on the Bills, wouldn't be a number one on the Bengals, but on the Browns, he's our number one. And we know what type of a receiver he is. Again, he's not going to crush you down the field and make those types of catches. He's a very workmanlike. Amari Cooper was very workmanlike and was a big-time receiver for us. But is Hopkins very similar? And if those are your two guys, have you limited your threat potential at wide receiver, if that makes any sense?
No.
Because Cincinnati, when I look at Ja'Marr Chase, when I think of...
Well, if you're playing the Browns defense, remember, they lost wide receivers, and we don't know how to defend. Well, they lost Ja'Marr Chase. Now we don't know how to defend anybody.
But that was an all-timer, obviously.
Yeah,
but T. Higgins and Boyd, I mean, those guys are dynamos, can do a bunch of different things on the field. Well, Amari Cooper, if he's paired with DeAndre Hopkins, they can't. That's not. Now, what they can do is they can make the surefire. I bet they're in third down. They're going to be pretty lethal, given the fact that they're going to haul in just about everything. But when you go up against good defenses, are they going to be able to really truly threaten the good defenses the way that you would want to have the most effective offense?
So do you think that Watson's endorsement here yesterday...
I think it does carry weight. I do.
Okay. Do you think it's put more pressure on Barry then?
It might, yeah. I think you could say that.
Because there's another part to this that I have to bring in. 216-474-0092. One of the other reasons that people gave me yesterday was... What about the Ravens? I don't think the Ravens' possibility of getting him should dictate the Browns and their price moving up. Like, the threat of the Ravens being able to get... I'm going to get to the phones here in a second. The Ravens being able to get DeAndre Hopkins should not drive the price up of the Browns where the Browns have to get him. Like, the fear of him ending up in a Baltimore Ravens jersey, I think, is throwing some people off. I have a decent wide receiver core. Now, with DeAndre Hopkins' name added to it, obviously, yes, it would be better. But again, I have to work under the constraints of what I have. He is, again, 31 years old. Do I want to get into a longer-term deal with this guy? I don't think I do. If it's a one-year deal, then let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Do you want a one-year deal that maybe I can make work with this money that I'm going to get coming up tomorrow? Can we make something happen where I'll give you a one-year deal, and then you can go out and prove it, and then you can get a bigger deal with somebody else going on 32 years old, and you can go be a help for them? Maybe we can have that conversation. I'm not completely closed off to it, but I think we have to be realistic about it. I have other good wide receivers with this team. I have a wide receiver room that at the end of the season was not good that looks a lot better now. I have Amari Cooper who's healthy. I have Donovan Peoples-Jones who did look good towards the end of the year as the season went on, obviously. And I have Elijah Moore now with this football team. We'll see whatever David Bell can give us. I don't think Anthony Schwartz is going to make the team, and we'll see what Cedric Tillman can do in a developmental role.
Well, I do
That's
think
where we're at.
I do think the moment you add DeAndre Hopkins, things are going to get kind of salty with Donovan Peoples-Jones. I do not think he'll be happy here, because that kills him for a new contract. That destroys the value.
And this is,
I think you're going to have. Remember when D'Ernest Johnson last year wanted to trade? Kareem Hunt wanted to trade.
Yeah,
and they didn't trade either of those guys. But you know what does that do to your?
Now, do you think though? Do they think that Donovan Peoples-Jones is a long-term remedy to them as a wide receiver?
Yeah,
I would assume yes, since it's their draft.
It's a great question because he's a draft pick, but he's been an extraordinary value as a sixth-round pick.
Yes,
the minute you pay him. Now is the value gone?
Well, you need to pay him as a wide receiver that can make plays for you. It's no longer he's a six-round pick
right.
and he's a
That's
great
gone.
Value.
That's gone.
You pay him as a veteran who
See,
can make plays.
He's no longer a great value the minute you pay him.
Exactly.
So does that change their point of view? Does it change their philosophy?
I'm not sure how they think, because they could look at it and go, okay, fine, tough bleep. You can get on the, you can get sure. on the move, and that's fine. Or they could look at it and say, let's make Donovan Peoples-Jones understand. Now you're getting to a very weird spot here. Because you have to make sure he's taken care of in the future. And I'm sure you could wiggle around the money and be able to take care of him in the future if he signs a contract. Take care of Donovan Peoples-Jones. Get to DeAndre Hopkins. Know that you're going to have to move on from Amari Cooper at some point here, because $20 million each of the next 2 years is something that's not very feasible here. And I know we're kind of getting into the weeds with the money, but there's different ways that you can mix it around. Just every single way I bring it up, there are big stop signs to DeAndre Hopkins with this team. The other teams involved. I don't care. I need to worry about us. The offense that's involved. I got pretty good wide receivers. The quarterback that's involved. I know he's played with them before. You should be able to create better weapons because of who you are, because of how good you've been in the past and how good we expect you to be in the future. The relationship with the other wide receivers to the organization. Donovan Peoples-Jones, you're right. Amari Cooper, what do we do with him? Amari Cooper is still 2 years younger, I believe, than what you have with DeAndre Hopkins. I think Amari is born in June as well.
This is the last year of his guaranteed money, which means he wants a new contract.
Exactly. So there are things that you have to juggle, and every time that I try to go juggle them, I just feel we're dropping balls here, and it's not going to work with DeAndre Hopkins and trying to bring him here. And Deshaun could want to play with him, but he could also know that this is a business. He might be able to make more money elsewhere. We can always be friends in a long offseason anyway. 216-474-0092. Jeff and Willoughby, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Got to go quick. Go ahead.
Good, good. This is a thanks but no thanks situation. Remember, the whole reason of us getting a guy like Elijah Moore was because we thought he could be used in a better way than where what he was used in New York. So if we bring in a DeAndre Hopkins, older guy, have to pay him X amount of money, you're pushing these guys further down the depth chart. And we don't want to mess up that vibe and that relationship that we're trying to blossom this guy in. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, it's just going to affect a lot of people. It's just not worth the squeeze. It's a thanks, but no thanks. We're looking to the future and trying to develop this guy, Elijah Moore, and these other players to produce for us. It's
Jeff,
not going to work.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Does Watson's endorsement put more pressure on Barry to go out and get DeAndre Hopkins? 216-474-0092. Mike Florio, 9 o'clock. We'll ask him about this, Pro Football Talk. And the guys, you guys who wear Jordans, I don't want to have anything against you, but you guys are getting mighty defensive on me. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Head coach Kevin Stefanski yesterday at the Browns golf outing. 9 o'clock, Mike Florio going to join us, Pro Football Talk. Make sure you're with us, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. You're going to love it. Also, make sure you are paying attention to not only us, but it's time to switch from the schedule game to the OTAs from around the league. Never miss a beat from Maria and Beyond with the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland crew of Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin. Get two fresh episodes at 92.3thefan.com and the Odyssey app. Brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes. We've gotten into this before about Kevin Stefanski. I got to get into it again because you guys are way too defensive on it. I don't care if you wear Jordans. I don't care. I don't judge. Well, I should say, if you are a man of a certain age, I guess I do judge you. And if you're a man of a certain weight, I think I judge you. If you look like me, probably shouldn't be wearing Jordans. Stefanski was on the golf course yesterday. Daryl had a video of his tee shot. And it was a nice tee shot. Obviously, I can't say anything about the man's golf game. And I go, are those Jordans? Now, I didn't know there was a brand of, there was a classic Jordan golf shoe. I didn't know that. Maybe I should. I don't know. I'm not a sneakerhead. That world is not my world. If you like that, fine. But immediately I started getting, let's not be taking fashion tips from you. Hold on, Jordan guys. Relax. I had a question. Because I've never seen Michael Jordan, and I've watched him golf many times. I've seen Michael Jordan golf in JNCO jeans. I don't think I've actually seen Michael Jordan golf in Jordans. And I looked it up while I was on the phone with Anthony yesterday, $140 right here. Jordans, the lookalikes are not actually Jordans because they're golf shoes, but the Jordan golf shoes you can get. And he was wearing them yesterday.
And so I'm curious where this outrage is coming from.
I'm not outraged. I just don't know why I'm attacked every time I question the Jordans. And then there's always the, well, anybody can wear Jordans. I'm like, well, no, I wouldn't look right in a pair of Jordans. I would look weird.
Well, yeah, I've said I'm just not going to switch to wearing Jordans when I haven't worn them my whole life. And now in my 40s, I'm going to start wearing them.
Exactly.
That's bizarre.
If you came in here wearing Jordans, I would say to you, okay, what else is going on? Are you holding on to something here?
Well, plus, it just from a collection standpoint, like we know, no matter what you collect, if you make a collection of some sort, your hobby, whether it's baseball cards, whether it's watches, cars, some of these obsessions become way more expensive than anybody.
Lord,
I feel like any money I spend on shoes is now money not being devoted to the family. So it becomes a selfish chase. Same thing with watches. I have buddies that have watches, but the difference is shoes. Man, when you move or when you try to figure out your storage situation for your shoes, it just becomes exhausting and really a strain on everybody.
I just got to think, too, like how much care Stefanski is going to have to take care of those shoes. Like even with Daryl's video that he posted, Stefanski had to basically, you know, tip his toes, essentially. And I'm just thinking like of the creases that develops with those shoes.
Well, if you
like,
buy,
that's tough,
but
man.
These are golf shoes.
If you're buying golf shoes, it's not like you're wearing them around for a night out. So the creases don't count, I don't think, with a pair of golf shoes, right? Right?
It shouldn't, but Jordans is a daily maintenance.
Too much.
But these
it's
are specific,
daily maintenance.
These are specific bottomed golf shoes.
You Jordan guys are nuts. I'm sorry.
I don't know that you consider these actual Jordans.
I don't know. I mean, having to go through all that to keep your shoes clean for a night out. I mean, come on. Jeez Louise, guys. What are we doing here? What the hell is this? I can't. You have to walk a certain way so there's no creases in the shoes?
You got to do everything. Yeah. Like, you got to clean it every day.
Then why wear them? Why
like
wear the
walk
shoes?
On your hands?
Now, why wear the shoes?
Let me ask the next one.
Let's do everything.
What about the white shoes? Because I thought now.
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
It's not trendy at all to have spotless white shoes. They've got to be a little weathered. Because if you see, when I remember this
Air Force Ones.
I think if you're a 15-year-old teenage girl, you don't want white Air Force Ones. You want those to be weathered.
That trend isn't gone yet.
No.
Your daughter, didn't you get
oh,
your daughter
I told you,
Air Force Ones?
I bought her a brand new pair. This is a couple years ago, and she immediately walked up to the sand volleyball pit at the public park and took care of that nice sheen.
She did that to those shoes?
Listen, you get a pair of shoes.
That's what they do, Anthony.
No.
If you get a pair of shoes,
come on over to the west side, I'll show you.
The natural order of things should happen. They should get worn over a period of time. That's how it should go. I don't need you go doing anything. If I bought my son a pair of those, how much are those shoes?
$100.
That's a lot of money.
That's still a lot of
money.
If you took those shoes and took them to a sandbox or whatever she took them to.
Oh, no, that's not allowed. No.
You're going to do something that's going to get $100 out of work out of you. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's how she got the shoes in the first place, though. So
yeah,
I didn't just give them to her.
Yeah, to incentivize.
Yeah. She did chores around the house, earned the money. That's what she wants to do with her shoes. That's what she does. Don't come to me in 2 weeks and go, I need another new pair of shoes.
Well, Dad, you have to set ground rules on that because it can get out of control. And then it's when the next friend of hers gets the new thing, whether it's the Lululemon.
Right. It was Bear Paws this year for the girls.
What
it's
is that?
The looks like Uggs kind of slippers. This was the winter time, right?
Okay.
The leather looks like Uggs but has the big fur frill on the top. Very easily accessible. They were, if Crocs were Uggs.
Really?
That was what all the girls were wearing this winter.
All right.
And now I don't know. It's Birks. You know, it's summertime, so Birks with socks.
To tell you how serious we are about these shoes, maybe on the east side, I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
why has it got to be the east side, AA?
Because we don't do that on the east side. We don't just get $100 shoes and then just, you know, go in the sand or something.
This is also the difference between a 15-year-old and you're how old now, AA?
30?
31.
You've outgrown that culture now.
It's crazy.
He's aged out of shoe culture?
No, not shoe culture. 15-year-old teenage girl.
Oh, yeah.
But that makes like just etiquette of taking care of shoes. Like I remember taking my shoes off in the car just so I don't damage the shoes.
And
like,
so everybody has to smell
totally
your socks
as well.
It's too much. It's too much, guys. It's too much.
But it is, the obsession is incredible, and the amount of time people spend, they go online, and they're people our age, Kenny, sitting there waiting in queue to see if they got the new shoe that gets dropped from Nike.
My mother's ashes, I'm not that protective over.
Don't get them on AA shoes.
No, we go find a toothbrush.
Ash Force Ones.
I'm going to do it this time. Get out.
No, come on, though. That was a good one.
Now I'm the father.
I also need to know, and this is another, now this is a criticism. He was wearing Jordan, I have to pry. He was wearing Jordans at the coaches' meetings, right? Or at the owners' meetings.
Yes.
When they got their big picture taken together. He's wearing Jordan golf shoes. Wore Jordans in here. Wearing Jordans all the time. Now he said it's because his kids told him he should wear Jordans. Why do we always have the coach that has to wear the thing that
that
the kid
tells
him? My kids may tell me to wear things. I don't know. I don't remember because I'll tell you what. If my kids tell me to wear things, I ain't going to wear them. One kid's obsessed with this thing called siren head. I ain't going to wear nothing on my head that looks like a siren. That ain't going to happen. I don't know. My kids, no. My kids do not dress me. That is not going to happen. Whatever I wear, my wife dresses me. We've talked about that. Now she's a grown woman.
We saw the shirts last
night. Yes, I understand. She's a grown woman. Wooden. She can dress me however she wants to because I don't want to buy my own clothes. So that's fine. But my kids ain't going to dress me. That ain't going to happen. And I'm not looking at that as an excuse.
Well, that's the question.
To wear them.
Is Stefanski using it as an excuse? But when you go into his incredible West Side spread, you see he has a whole room devoted to.
Oh, I'm
all
sure
his
he
Nikes.
Does. Right. I mean, Stefanski's also. He's a flat bill guy, right?
No.
You're not a flat bill guy.
I don't think he's a flat bill guy. I don't think he has flat bill. I've seen his hats. I've actually wish he had more of a bend in his hats because it's not flat bill, but it's not the managerial. It's not the managerial, like little bend. Like you see, like the Terry Francona bend. I love Terry Francona's hats. That's how you wear it. That's how, like, that guy's a manager or that guy's a member of the staff. That's how that works. Then there's flat bill where you're the player, and then there's like the big bend where you're a player and you're kind of like Little League. Or you're a football coach and you do the big bend. That's the way that goes. Stefanski's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I'm looking
at it. It's not the best looking hats.
This video from Daryl right now.
Yeah. It's not the very best looking hats, I got to admit.
Which it's also a golf hat, and there aren't many flat bill golf hats, right? Unless you're Ricky Fowler.
Now, I don't have a problem. Again, if you want to wear Jordans, you go ahead and you wear Jordans. But the defense of it, of wearing the Jordans, I don't know where it was where people got ridiculed for wearing Jordans in the past. I always thought that there was something to aspire to, was to be able to buy Jordans, wear Jordans. And I got some very defensive answers. A guy on TV in Detroit was tweeting at me yesterday about it. I'm like, hey, buddy, we're cool. I'm not coming after you for your wearing of Jordans, but especially on TV.
Jordan's also a household brand now. When we were children.
Yes.
It was not, you know, it was a singular one pair a year were released. And if you had those, you were, you know, part of the in crowd, basically, or the it crowd.
Like, don't you ever just want to wear a pair of brown loafers with a suit?
But that's the funny thing.
Do I always have to wear Jordans with a suit?
They made that. They popularized that. That became a TV thing when people started wearing hoodies under suit jackets, and it became like a casual attire. But it is interesting to see the differences in ages, demographics, and obviously where you live, because now everywhere I go, it's the Hokas. Those running shoes, the Hokas.
What are those?
They're really expensive.
It's a brand.
Absurdly expensive.
H-O-K-A.
Yeah, running shoes that are not used to run.
Well, I told you.
Most people I see wearing them are not running.
Anthony got a new pair of shoes, in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
And I said, you're officially a West Side Dad now, because the brand of shoe that he's wearing definitely.
Are you wearing Hokas?
No.
No.
What
it's
are
a
they?
Different brand.
What is it called?
On Clouds.
Monarchs?
The Ons.
Yeah.
On Clouds, I don't do I want to see them? Do I want to look at them right now?
They're a nice shoe.
But that's the thing. All these shoes, like the Hokas, are anywhere from $145 to $200. And I'm seeing people have every color.
And yes.
Wow.
Because they were originally just a running shoe, right? And running shoes, if you have them and you're running like your wife does every day,
but
they do not last.
Nobody uses them to run. They get the Brooks shoes. They don't run in these. They wear them as style.
I have a collection of nothing.
I don't have a collection of anything.
I have a collection of one thing. We can't talk about that on the air. I have one collection. Other things, I have no collections.
Calories?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I don't have any other collections. Your mind can go wherever it wants. I'm not telling you, so stop.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you guys know, but that's for in the studio. Mm-hmm. That's not for out there. Not at this time.
You know what it is? It's the anti-hoarding thing. I knew I was going to move. Every year I was moving for so long that I didn't collect anything. I didn't want anything that was going to cause me to have to pay a moving service or make multiple trips.
Because you couldn't afford to have just two boxes full of shoes, right?
No way. So it was always just, if it could fit in my car, that's it. And there were so many moves where it was just one carload. There you go. That's everything.
That makes sense. Mine was basically from my childhood where my mother hoarded almost everything. To where it is now, where I want to keep absolutely nothing, and I get very nervous when I see piles of things stacked up in places that I know, books that aren't going to get read in
bobbleheads that might have been up here at one point.
Yes, I came in right here one time, and there were broken bobbleheads, and I just started throwing them away. I go, these aren't going to get fixed, and whoever had them are not going to take them home. Goodbye. These are thrown away. I hate clutter. Can't do it. Part of that was from my childhood, and part of her, or the reason she kept all that, sad to say, for dear mother, was part of her childhood. But even though my mom worked at a sporting goods store, I could get nice shoes. I got to have Jordans. I never had that in me.
You got the Bo
I
Jackson,
never felt
right?
it was me. No, I had the Deion Sanders
the
turf
Deion
shoes.
Sanders.
I had the Deion Sanders turf shoes. I had these one pair that were worn by Alonzo Mourning. I had the Kenny Lofton spikes, which were amazing, and they were great. And they were also ironic because I had Kenny Lofton's cleats. I had Kenny Lofton's cleats. Let me say that a third time. Myself, chugging along the bases, had Kenny Lofton's cleats. That was always fun. It was never a Jordan thing because it just seemed like such a pain in the ass to have to wear Jordans. either somebody in my neighborhood was going to want to take him.
It's got to be pretty amazing.
Like Crazy Matt down the road.
When you think about it standing the test of time, that this shoe brand comes along, and here we are 30 plus years later. And yeah, you have coaches, NFL teams golfing in them.
That's our generation now. He is not much older than me, and he's younger than you.
They've got the football cleats, the baseball cleats, and all that now. So.
Yeah, it's true.
He's expanded the brand.
Mike Florio at 9 o'clock. Up next, do I want to go after what Fedor said about Kevin Love?
What did he say?
You'll find out next on The Fan. Mike Florio coming up at 9. I got to go here on this. Yeah, Fedor will come on the show. His reasons are his reasons. But he will host on 92.3 The Fan, and since he won't come on the show, well, I guess I'm just going to have to go to him. This is what he had to say about Kevin Love with the Heat and why it didn't work out with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
If he would have been playing in Cleveland the way that he has played for Miami, he wouldn't have been taken out of the rotation, and he wouldn't have been bought out. So part of it is the version of Kevin Love that Miami has gotten is not the version of Kevin Love that the Cavs got for the first 50 games. They gave him 50 games to try and figure it out.
Right.
And yeah, he was dealing with an injury. And yeah, he's older. And yeah, like he has flaws and stuff like that. Just in the playoffs, in the three series, not even talking about the play-in tournament, just the three series that they've played so far, there is nobody on the roster, that has a worse plus-minus than Kevin Love. Kevin Love, in the playoffs for Miami, is a minus 10. He's a minus 10.
It's not great.
Caleb Martin is plus 104. So, like, yeah, he's throwing outlet passes. Yeah, he's spacing the floor. Yeah, he's rebounding the ball. Yeah, the Cavs could have used his veteran experience and his rebounding and his floor space. All those different things that Miami theoretically gains when he's on the court. He has still been, for the Miami Heat, when he's been on the court in the playoffs, a minus. Just like he was a minus for the Cavs at the time they made that decision.
I know we spent a lot of time talking about Jordans here on this show, but it looks like I need my boots. They gave Kevin Love 50 games. JB Bickerstaff couldn't get things figured out in 50 games. I mean, the battling and the injuries and all the other things were true. But, and hey, a minus, got it. And you mentioned that yesterday. Eric Spoelstra seems to have found a decent role for Kevin Love in a lot of aspects. Is that not true? Is that not known by the general public? Is that not assumed by the general public?
Sure.
Okay. So if Eric Spoelstra can find a role, then why can't JB Bickerstaff find a role for Kevin Love?
Yeah,
why couldn't JB find a role?
I would just say to tweak. Everything Chris Fedor said was 100% true, accurate. He certainly has not been this huge boon for the Heat. But I would argue the reason Spoelstra, until the final two games of the last series where it was clear it wasn't a good matchup against the Boston Celtics, but it was a good matchup against Milwaukee, was that if you're Spoelstra, you are evaluating, if I don't play Kevin Love in those games, yes, he's got a negative plus minus. If I go with someone else, could it be worse? And that's the calculus that Spoelstra went to.
Exactly.
Like, he knows that he's a flawed player, but Spoelstra's choosing between a bunch of flawed players. And he has to choose which is the least flawed of all the players. And so if he cuts Love's minutes in the Milwaukee series, well, who's getting the minutes?
We all know he's a flawed player.
Yeah.
He's a 34-year-old player with a bunch of injuries in the past. We all know that. But is Eric Spoelstra picking Dean Wade over Kevin Love? Is Eric Spoelstra doing that?
Yeah, JB
is
did.
Is Pat Riley doing that?
Yes.
No, they're not doing that. You know, that is the problem I have. You know, that's why I got upset. You know, to hear that, it's just like that to me. Yes, minus, all that stuff's true, but the rest of it's ridiculous. We had 50 games to figure it out. You couldn't figure it out that he couldn't do that. I had problems where, and remember, this is where Jason had said this, Lloyd, where Jason was on the show and said, well, you know, we heard that there might have been some problems before. Obviously, we know that there were some problems in 2020, but I got highlights of Kevin Love giving speeches before the game like he's in Hoosiers, like he's Gene Hackman before the Miami Heat game, and, well, now all of a sudden he's cantankerous again with us. What a weird web we weave, isn't it? Just weird. Again, Kevin Love wouldn't have won the series against the Knicks. But you can't tell me there wasn't a role for the guy. You can't tell me that.
Yeah,
there was a role to help.
It's clear that the relationship started deteriorating, and it seemed like the Cavs, maybe it was Love too. We should give a lot of the responsibility to Love too, because we certainly weren't there. But between the two sides, it seemed like there was not a ton of willingness to make that work. And the Cavs, let's be honest, they did not think they were missing anything, letting Kevin Love go. And the Miami Heat turns around, uses him, starts him, continues to start him.
Can we ever live in a world where the Cavs say, hey, we got it wrong? Will we ever live in a world where that happens?
You mean a letter from the desk?
Oh, I don't think there's going to be a letter from the desk. I don't think there's going to be a sorry note from the desk.
We haven't heard much lately from Kobe Altman.
No, he gave his postseason press conference. That's all I needed.
But that was it.
And he doesn't have a first-round pick in the draft, so I don't know if he's going to have a pre-draft press conference.
No, or a ton of cap money.
The ton of cap money press conference. I think he's going to have a ton of that.
I think.
How much do I need to hear
from? You said that, and I told you, you know, the Browns were in that mode too. And I'm telling you, the behavior of the Browns has changed here. Now, you could say that's desperation, but they have definitely not eliminated some of their guardrails, but they have pivoted on some of their guardrails. If you looked at their draft, if you look at their offseason, they've tweaked some of their fixated rules that they were obsessed with. And to that, in a way, I commend them. I think they're a little late
in
the process.
Well, one of the guardrails was always challenging your own guardrails.
Right.
And I think that they've done that. Obviously, they've done that.
Well, the Cavs are going to be in the same boat here. So it's going to be really interesting to see if the Cavs, based on the humiliation of losing in five games, they didn't even get all their playoff experience. Like, this was a team that was supposed to get way more than five games. They won one playoff game. They were supposed to see how these guys worked in the playoffs, and they barely even got a snapshot of that. And I wonder, as an inflection point, if they're going to use that as a positive, or if they're going to say, the analytics are the analytics. This was unlucky. We were unlucky in the playoffs. That's not going to happen. Because the reality is, I mean, they were as healthy as anybody. They were as healthy as any team all year.
Oh, no. They didn't lose.
Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell. Like, these guys didn't miss a quarter of the year like the Miami Heat didn't have Jimmy Butler.
I agree. And when you say that, it scares me because I think a lot of that is based on luck. And so I always think, like, okay, when's the luck going to happen? Because it always goes the opposite direction. It always happens that way. And a lot of these other teams had to deal with him. Drake in Cleveland, hello.
How you doing this morning? Thank you for taking my call.
Good.
I just want to comment on y'all stand about, you know, Kevin Love, and he helped the Miami Heat so much, and that he didn't play a single minute in game seven, but he gave this motivational speech that just rounded them up and got them to the finals.
Whoa. I didn't give him credit for them beating. I said he did give a speech. That's what I said. And then you took it as if I was, and I said, he's this guy who they made him out to be in Hoosiers, which that is said in a sarcastic tone, Drake. So please stop being so sensitive and let's get back to the nature at hand.
Jason Lloyd told us on TV that Kevin Love already has said 3 years before, when LeBron left, I'm out of here. He wanted to leave.
So that's why he signed an extension? That's why he signed an extension?
Who ain't going to sign a 30-man extension when you know you ain't worth it? Well, you going to sign it too.
So we all say a lot of things we don't mean at that time now, don't we?
Of course, but he wouldn't have helped the Cavs to the point of them winning. So what did it
and
matter?
I've already said that. I've already said that several times. I've already said that several times.
I'm not arguing with you, Ken. You don't have to keep defending yourself. I'm just talking about Kevin.
It seems that you are.
I'm not. I'm just telling you that he didn't want to be here. Of course, he signed a $30 million extension when you know you wouldn't worth that contract. Who wouldn't have done that?
So the answer to him not wanting to be here was to let him go for absolutely free and to pick Dean Wade over him.
How many players have you seen forced to go out of town?
I'm telling you right now, Drake.
They want a playoff push. You don't want it to ruin the locker room, so of course you're going to get that player his release.
Drake, I'd rather go to the 77 interchange in Akron, go get one of those orange barrels, and have them out there during the season instead of Dean Wade.
It probably would have helped the Cavs more than Kevin Love. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call, Drake. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. We'll ask him about Deshaun Watson and maybe if he can get DeAndre Hopkins on his football team and see if that's going to go down for the Cleveland Browns. Kevin Stefanski, the hot seat for him. And, of course, we want to wish Joe Namath a very happy 80th birthday. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.